And for our message this morning, I want us to turn to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew and chapter 9 is the passage we're going to look at this morning. Matthew chapter 9. And I want to read 8 verses here. It says, "Getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over the sea and came to his own city. And they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, 'Take courage, son, your sins are forgiven.' And some of the scribes said to themselves, 'This fellow blasphemes.' And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.' Then he said to the paralytic, 'Get up, pick up your bed, and go home.' And he got up and went home. But when the crowd saw this, they were awestruck and glorified God, who had given such authority to men." Powerful passage of scripture in these times. You know, Matthew chose not to record the extent to which their faith took them. That is, tearing through the roof of the house, even as Mark tells us in Mark chapter 2 and verse 3 to 4. It says, "And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by 4 men. Being unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying." Also in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, and verses 18 and 19, the passage says, "Some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and set him down in front of him. But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven you.'" Over in the East, the people there are very hospitable. And the people of Capernaum did not wait for an invitation, but simply came to the house in droves. This meant that some of the truly needy people could not get close enough to Jesus to receive his help. However, the 4 friends of the palsied man decided to lower their friend through the roof, trusting that Jesus would heal him, and Jesus did. All 3 gospel writers note that Jesus saw their faith, and not just the faith of the paralytic, but also the faith of these 4 men. You know, I think that's significant for us today. People are watching Christians. Do they see your faith, or do they see fear? Well, we must realize that our faith or lack of faith has an impact upon the lives of others. And I think one of the main teachings of this passage in Matthew chapter 9 is that faith causes God to act. Faith definitely causes God to act. So you have power with God with faith. And in this passage of scripture, the first action of God caused by faith is to forgive sins. And when our Lord looked down, he saw the palsied man lying on his mat. And even before he healed the man's body, Jesus spoke peace to the man's heart and announced that his sins were forgiven. You know, forgiveness is the greatest miracle that Jesus ever performed. It meets the greatest need, it costs the greatest price, and it brings the greatest blessings and the most lasting results. We would expect Jesus' word to have something to do with the man's physical healing, but instead he started talking to man about his spiritual healing. The action of faith is carried beyond physical healing. Jesus didn't say your sins will be forgiven or your sins have been forgiven, but he said your sins are forgiven, which is a strong claim of his deity. This is the authority of Emmanuel, God with us, sent to save his people from his sins. They had the faith to believe that Jesus would and could meet his need. And they did not simply pray about it, which is good, but they put some feet to their prayers, and they did not permit the difficult circumstances to discourage them. They worked together and dared to do something different, and Jesus rewarded them. How awesome is that? They saw, people there saw the faith of this paralytic and these four men. And Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." How awesome to have your sins forgiven, to know you're right with God. By letting his friends take him to Jesus, the paralytic was admitting his need. And sometimes even just admitting your need takes a lot of faith. During this outbreak of coronavirus, there are all kinds of opportunities for those of us who are healthy to help those in need. Faith caused God to act, to forgive sins. And secondly, faith caused God to rebuke opposition. And you see that here in when Jesus talks to the Pharisees and the scribes, and he saw what was in their hearts. Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? Jesus sees what's in the hearts of man. And he had seen the paralytic and his friends, and now he saw the evil thoughts of some of the teachers of the law. To blaspheme, which is what they were accusing Jesus, is to insult God's name and honor by laying claim to an attribute or an action that could be attributed to God alone. Verse 4 emphasizes the fact that sin is not only what comes out of us, but also what is within our minds and our hearts. An attitude that can be as much a sin as an action or a word. So watch your attitudes. An attitude will inevitably come out as an action or words. Beware of the critical spirit or a bitter attitude. It will definitely do harm. If you have a bitter, critical spirit, you will hurt many, even as the Pharisees ended up crucifying Jesus Christ, because they had a critical spirit, they had a bitter spirit, and it brought fruit. The fruit was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They had hardened their hearts against God's truth. Having confronted their obstinate disbelief, Jesus prepared them for the proof that he had authority to forgive sins and to heal paralysis. Neither spiritual healing nor physical healing is easier than the other. For God, one is as simple as the other, because he is on the throne and he is God. But physical healing is easier to authenticate than spiritual healing, because physical healing happens in the visible realm. Spiritual healing occurs in the invisible realm. So you can't see what happens spiritually inside a person, but outside, physically, you can see. If Jesus could prove he had authority to heal physically, he could also prove he had authority to heal spiritually, to forgive sins. Suppose with me that the leaders, the religious leaders in that day, had opened their hearts to the truth that day. What could they have learned? For one thing, they could have learned that sin is like sickness and that forgiveness is like having your health restored. How awesome is it to know your sins are forgiven, to know God loves you and forgives your sins. These religious leaders could have received Christ that day. They could have turned to him and received him as their Savior. Yet they hardened their hearts. And that still happens today. Christ is knocking on your door. Would you open your door to him, or will you shut the door and keep him away? The scripture says in the Old Testament, Psalm 103, verse 3, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Jesus is there for us today. He's there for us in every situation. Now in this story, it's demonstrated before their very eyes. They saw the power of the Son of God. Because he could have just said, your sins are forgiven, like he said. But after he asked that question, then he said, get up, go, pick up your bed and go home. Because Jesus has the power to heal, and he also has the power to forgive sins. What an opportunity. And these religious leaders missed that opportunity because the critical spirit, the judgmental spirit, the unrepentant heart. When you repent and call on the Lord, he's there. He'll forgive you. He'll wipe away all your sins, however filthy, however dirty your sins are. When you come to Jesus Christ, he changes you. He turns you around. It's awesome. It's awesome to know the forgiveness of Christ, to walk in that forgiveness. Faith causes God to forgive sins. Faith causes God to rebuke opposition. Thirdly, faith causes God to heal the afflicted. And you see that here. There's three major emphases where Jesus says, take courage, son, your sins are forgiven. The second is he says, why are you thinking evil in your heart? And then he goes into that dialogue. And then lastly, he says to the paralytic, get up, pick up your bed and go home. And he has that kind of authority. And that's what he's emphasizing here. He has the authority to heal. And he puts his reasoning into words. But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he proceeds with the authority of his word to reveal a visible truth that he was able to heal the man's paralysis. The authority to forgive sin is confirmed by God's grace of healing. There was no mistake that Jesus could forgive sins, that Jesus' authority came from God. What they praised God for was that he had given such authority to men. The crowd apparently saw Jesus as a God-ordained prophet, like Elijah or Elisha. They did not recognize Jesus' deity. They had heard the human side of the Son of Man, but they had not recognized the divine implication from Daniel chapter 7, verses 13-14. I kept looking in the night, visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a Son of Man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away. And his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. Jesus Christ is deity. Jesus Christ is God the Son. And to praise God is to make him visible or to make him known to others. And this is what the crowd was doing when they were praising God for this. They were recognizing his emphasis that he had the authority of God. They proclaimed what they had witnessed in God's nature and character, that he might be made known more fully. Faith causes God to act. And we see the three actions here. Faith causes God to forgive sins. Faith causes God to rebuke opposition. And faith causes God to heal the afflicted. Healing is not only curing the paralytic. It also assumes that and assures to him that his sins were forgiven. And he was able to do that. Jesus Christ forgave this man and healed him. And the man went home both with a sound body and a sound heart, at peace with God. Pharisees missed such an opportunity when they came to meeting with a critical spirit instead of a repentant heart. Check your heart's attitude to see if you're critical or bitter, or are you submitted to the will of God? Where do you stand with Jesus Christ? Are you critical? Are you submitted to him? Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of repentance. Today is the day to get right with God. We need to exercise faith in our God. Know that he's with us in every situation. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's there in all situations. You know, if God could close the lion's mouth for Daniel, part the Red Sea for Moses, make the sun stand still for Joshua, open the prison for Peter, put a baby in Sarah's arm, and raise Lazarus from the dead, then he can certainly take care of you. So have your faith in him.